Blog Talk Radio.
He's great.
Never be alone.
Yes.
You are the my soul, you are the soul that makes me whole. There is no place I'd rather be than home.
Just tell him that tonight, praise God. Just tell God tonight. Lord, I just want to be close to you. Lord, there's so much going on, so I just want to crawl up in your arms, oh God, that you may shelter me and comfort me, oh God. You promised that, God. You promised. I just want to be close. I want to be close. I want to be close. Praise God. Oh, God, you are my keeper, Lord. Hallelujah. You're the shade upon my right hand, God. Yes, you are. In that secret place, God, where I'm not harmed, no harm, oh, God. Father, I thank you. In that secret place, oh, God. In that secret place, oh, God, that I can hear, oh, God, what you are saying to me at this time, God. Speaking to my heart, Lord. Open up my eyes, God, that I can see beyond the natural, God. Oh, Father, I just want to be where you are, Jesus. Yes, Lord. In that secret place, God. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord God. Open up my understanding, God. Lord God, that old Father God, I can comprehend, God. Comprehend your word, God, and walk with you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in that secret place, oh, God. Oh, God, where you speak to your children, God. Lord God, thank you. I can see you face to face, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, where I'll continue to lift up my eyes unto the heavens from which cometh my help. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's no other place and that I'd rather be than close to you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God. We are so glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. And I pray that you will enjoy that song tonight. There's no other place than you rather be close, is close to him. And he'll draw nigh to you if you draw nigh unto him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God that he's that kind of God. He won't leave us nor forsake us as we continue to draw closer and closer to him. We don't let the cares of this world beat us down and get us down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. God's favor is still reaching out to help heal your hurts, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you may be facing. Praise God. We are here to pray you one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's go to prayer right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Lord God, thanking you tonight, God, for this wonderful night, God. God, that you have made possible, oh God. Lord God, that we can worship. We can worship and adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the secret place, God, that you have made possible for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. Thank you, Father God, We thank you, God, for every heart that's on, oh God. Lord God, if there is a need, oh God, that is met tonight, oh God. Oh, we thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you do for us, oh God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Father God, for our families. Thank you, Father God, oh, Father God, for the family of God. Thank you, Father God, oh, for mercy and grace tonight, God. Oh, God, you are the everlasting God, and there is no other God besides you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight, God. Oh, God, thank you for strength. Thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for faith. Thank you beyond faith. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for us, oh, God, where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Thank you that you are our Father. Thank you that you are our Father. Oh, God, you build us up in our most holy faith, God, that we may stand in the midst of trials and tribulations and look to you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. You are the most powerful God, the most awesome God. There is none. Oh, God, you've been God from the beginning. You'll be God to the end. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for creating us in your own image, God. We thank you, oh, God. Lord, you done put a song in our hearts, oh, God, to praise you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. God, you do it. Oh, God, couldn't nobody else do it but you. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, I say thank you to everyone. Bless everyone that's on. Praise God tonight. Praise God. So glad to see each one of you. I know that the Lord is blessing when I see you come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And right at this time, we're going to ask, does anyone that is on have a prayer request, do press 1 on your phone now so that we can recognize you. If you have a prayer request, we want you to press. We want to pray together, believe God together, have faith together. We want to continue to pray for our own mother and dear June Paul. We want to pray for Ukraine and our president. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we, I see Mother Stokes here. Mother Stokes, can you be our prayer warrior tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Yes, ma'am. I hear you dearly. Thank you. All right. All right. Is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight? Praise God. I am excited because I laid eyes on a great-grandbaby that I never seen, and they came to the church to say they saw my car, and they live in Pensacola. And that grandson brought the baby to just let me lay eyes on it. I'm so excited. It was the cutest little thing. Praise God. I saw a grandbaby that I had never met. Praise God. Well, the baby is only like 6 months old. So, oh, it was a blessing to see that new great grandbaby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if there is any prayer request, please press 1. We see we have one prayer request, and I believe that's Sister Bowman. Go for it, dear.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want prayer for my family and my husband's siblings, my sister-in-law. We had been praying for Sandra Robson. She had came home, and they told her about my husband, and she asking for me. And y'all just pray my strength when we connect that, you know, she will not get back in the hospital. Because we were so close, me and her, and she was close to her brother.
All right. Is there anybody else? Anyone have a prayer request to please press 1 now before we go forth? All right. We see another hand. All right. Give us your prayer request, please.
Yes,
give us your name and prayer request.
This is Evangelist Shawanda. Good evening, everyone. There was a drive-by shooting near the mall, Louisiana, here in Baton Rouge, and two young men died, and two other young men is in critical condition. They just opened fire on the vehicle right near the mall. I just would like to pray for the parents of these young. They were all 18 and 19 years old. Praying for the parents that are mourning the loss of their children, their sons tonight. And I just want, you know, it touched my heart so, because I have a son. And so I just would like for us to lift that family up and all those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Shawanda.
Amen.
Anybody
Amen.
Else have a prayer request? All right. Anybody else have a prayer request before we go further? To go further on in the message, and we don't want to miss anybody. Praise God. All right. I believe I scrolled down and I don't see any more hands. Oh, wait. Let's see here.
Pray for the homeless.
Okay. Sister Keys?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Oh, I would just like to pray for the homeless and for all those battling. It's a lot of destruction going on in Brookhaven, Mississippi, to where they're picketing and stuff. And it's all about racism and the shooting into a FedEx truck. If we could pray for peace in the city of Brookhaven.
All right. All right. Next person is 256. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Minister Dolores Taylor from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I got on the line tonight. Sister Stokes, she told me about this line, and it's such a pleasure to be on the line tonight. I sometimes get on the morning prayer line with you all at 5:15 from New Orleans. And my prayer request is that God would draw my girls back to him. The love in their heart for God have grown cold and even towards me. And I would like for prayer in that area, and that when I go to the dentist tomorrow, that everything will work out fine for me in a spirit of excellency. Thank you so much, and God bless everyone that's on the line tonight.
Thank you, Sister Taylor, for coming on. Praise God. All right. Is that all the prayer requests before we go forth? Okay. I don't want to miss anybody. I'm scrolling to see if there's no one else. I'm going to turn it over to Elder Lily Mae Stokes. You may go forth now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Billy. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you tonight. Lord, I come interceding for Sister Shirley Bowman and her sister-in-law, Sandra, Lord God, on the whole of her family, Father. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, able Sister Shirley Bowman, when she go by her sister-in-law, that, Lord, give her the strength to talk, be able to talk to her, tell about her brother, Lord God, so she get to know about it. So, Lord, tell her, be strong enough to stand before her and tell her that he's in the presence of the Lord and he's in a better place. Lord, I just pray right now for all of these families, for Sister Bowman family and all the ones that's going through grief right now, Lord God. I come to you right now, Father, as humble as I know how, asking you, Lord God, just tell us we have not because we ask not, that to take care of these families who are in. Lord, it's Sister Shirley Bowman is still going through. Strengthen her, Lord God. You see her at her weakest hour, Father, in the name of Jesus and all her children and all her aunt-in-laws and her family members, Lord God. We just lift it up right now, Lord God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That I know that when we come to you and ask you for something, it's already done, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just lift up Sister Shawanda as these young men have been killed by the drive-by shooting, Lord God. I know it hurt her because when I heard it on the radio, I mean the TV, it hurt me. So, Father, Lord, heal every one of the hurts, Lord, that they're going through, Father. Oh, Father, and these parents, the parents of these young men, oh, God, able them to be strong, able them to go through all of these trials and tribulations that they're going through, Father. Some is dead, some is in the hospital, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And those people who did that, Lord, I ask you, Father, able them to be apprehended, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, take control of all of this. Lord, I know you can, and I know you will. You've already told us that there will be walls and rumors of walls, God, but I thank you right now that you are concerned about what your people are concerned about. And, Lord, we are concerned about these drive-by shooters and shooting people and killing them for nothing, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now that you're going to take care of all our trials and tribulations, Lord. I just want to thank you, God, because you're a good God, you're a loving God, you're kind, you're everything that we need, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Sister Felicia to you tonight, God, and her hometown, Father, in the name of Jesus. She's concerned about the protesters and all that's going through, going in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Father, pour your spirit down upon Brookhaven, Mississippi, Lord, and not only Brookhaven, Mississippi for peace, but all our communities, all our states who's going through these trials and tribulations, protests on top of protests, oh, Lord. Father, I thank you that we need peace, and especially ask you a special peace for Brookhaven, Mississippi, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I lift up all of Sister King's children, her girl and her boy, Father, in the name of Jesus. His son is a truck driver, Lord. I lift him up, Father. We need truck drivers. Lord, keep him healthy. Keep him safe, oh, Father. When he goes to the reserve, Lord God, the National Guard, keep him safe over there, Lord God. And we want to thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I come to lift up Mother Taylor, Minister Taylor, Father, Dolores Taylor, Lord God. Minister Taylor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's only a test that she's going through, God. Trials and tribulations, oh, God. But these daughters, her girls, her Lord, let them draw closer to their mother, Father. As she pours her heart out with them, help. As they're growing up, pour the heart out, Father. Lord, raise them up, Father. Ask them to draw closer, have a closer relationship to the Lord, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just draw them. Lord, we can't do it, but you can, oh, God. You can change them with the twinkling of your eyes. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, tonight for those girls and her one son, Lord God. I lift him up, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you that the angels are watching over him, Father, every day, Lord God, as he drives up and down the highways and as he go to work, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he can't watch himself because he's a mail carrier, oh, God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you have your angels in camp all around him, Father. As you look at them zip codes, he can't put the people's mail in the mailboxes, Lord. He can't do it, watch over himself. But, God, you can. And you send your ministering angels to watch over him, God. We know that you can and will. And now, Lord, this dentist, this dentist, as she go to the dentist tomorrow for her teeth to get them, that you paid for them, Lord God, she didn't pay the dentist, and they didn't do a good job. So, Lord, let them receive her tomorrow when she go and straighten this out so her mouth won't be hurting, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Father, we just want to thank you right now as I pray over all of these requests, Lord God. I know you heard them, Father, and I know you will answer these prayers. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen.
We have one more thing in. Minister Gwen, go forth.
Yes, I just want to lift up my family. Good evening to everyone, and especially myself, coming against and taking authority over a head cold and coughing. Father, in Jesus' name, I just come thanking you right now, Lord, for allowing us to come together in fellowship and be on one accord in you. We thank you for your spirit, dear God. Thank you for this woman of God who is the leader of this great ministry, Father. We are thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for all the, and we stand in agreement for all the prayer requests that have already gone forth through Mother Stokes. Father, I thank you this morning, I thank you this evening for a healing that your spirit will take authority over a head cold that it seems like I'm having and coughing and congestion in my chest. There is so many things, oh God, that I have before me that needs to get done. And Lord, I cannot do it on my own. I'm trusting you, Father, to give me the strength, to give me the knowledge, to give me the wisdom, Father. I thank you by faith for your supernatural strength right now, Father, and your healing, not just for me, but for everyone who is in need of a healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. And sister, give me one more chance. Lord, we come to lift up Mother June Paul tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, you know where she is. She's in the hospital, Father, and she needs a healing from you. And Lord God, just as you heal a woman with the issue of blood, you said that her faith made her whole. Father, the mother, June Paul, needs a healing. And Father, she loves you, and she has faith in you. She has confidence that you will do exactly what you promised us all. And so, Lord, with that, you're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You are the one that spoke one word, and you heal all diseases. So, God, whatever infirmities is that in her body, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know, Lord God, that you heal her. In Jesus' name, right now, the healing is taking place as we speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Busy.
Amen. Thank you so much for doing the prayer request. Elder Stokes, thank you so much. God bless you. Well, we're going to go right in to the... Well, we have a little time to... Sister Shawanda, can you give us a quick praise song, please?
Amen, Minister Vivian. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days, they're all gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. We lift our hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, our cloudy days, they're all gone. And we can sing to you this song. We just want to say that we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus.
Come on.
We worship and adore you. We just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. We just want to tell you,
that, Lord, we love you more than anything. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. I just sometimes just love to hunt. I love you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And you know,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We just,
yes, Lord.
He said, I want to hear you say it again. You know, oh, God, it's so awesome. Praise God. I love Jesus. And you say, oh, Lord,
oh, yes, God.
That's in Mark 11 and 23. Speak in faith in, and using the name of Jesus, all power is given unto men in heaven and in earth. It produces mighty miracles. Faith produces mighty miracles. In that same name, the name of Jesus, it'll rise up. And he said, he told the woman, rise up and take up your bed and walk. He took up her bed and he walked, praise God. In the name, they shall cast out devils. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Power to conquer sickness, circumstance, and demons, all in the name of Jesus. That's who it is, the Son of God, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Every minister should be preaching Jesus and him crucified. It prevents the declaration by Paul that justification is on the faith principle, praise God, opposed to the work principle. It's by faith are we saved by his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we speak it, when we use this mouth and believe, hallelujah, what we are saying, praise God, what we are standing on, we are standing on faith in Jesus Christ and him crucified. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it, y'all. I love it. Praise God. Another one is, praise God. It says, with the heart, God promises must be believed, but the mouth makes the confession. He shall have whatever he asks. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Head seen. Praise God. We said it. Praise God. To conquer. Praise God. Faith is rewarded, comprised of four essentials. And these four essentials is asking and believing in the heart, confessing with the mouth, action upon confession, acting upon confession. Confession. Praise God. We act upon it. We believe God. We trust in God to do whatever we ask him to do. In John 3 and 22, he said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without, praise God. Hallelujah. Without dynamic living faith in the Lord Jesus cannot produce salvation. If you don't have faith in Jesus, you can't. It will not produce salvation and victory in your heart. Praise God. The song says, I'm living by faith above, trusting, confiding in his great love. I'm saved from all harm in his sheltering arms. I'm saved. I have faith that I am safe in his arms, praise God. Well, in Ephesians, it says, praise God, hallelujah. Well, before we go there, we're going to look at John, praise God. Before we go there, we're going to look at John 3 and 22. Hallelujah. He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let me tell you, there are rewards. There are rewards of faith. And we're going to look at some of them. Power to become the Son of God. Power, the Son of God. And that's in John 1 and 12. Praise God. Power to do mighty works. God gives us the power to go and do what the things that he done. Power to do mighty works in him. John 14 and 12. Another one, be kept in perfect peace. God said he'll keep you in perfect peace. Those whose mind is stayed on him. And that's in Isaiah 26 and 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another reward for faith is to be kept safe And we just sing that. Praise God. Be kept safe in him. Proverbs 29 and 25. Praise God. To be kept safe in him. Assurance of prayers answered. 1 John 5 and 14. Praise God. Hallelujah. Assurance. We have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Praise God. We have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. And I can trust in my Jesus. He'll always be there for me. Praise God. And the last one will not be confused. He will not have you confused. God is not the author of confusion. Praise God. And that's in 1 Peter 2 and 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would have read those if I thought we had time, but I believe we do. But anyway, I just gave you the scripture. In Ephesians 6, 13 through 16, he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. Hey. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in these evil days. We know we are going through some evil times right now. People just want to take people, thing, kill up people and everything else. Praise God. He said, but put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. God knew that these evil days would be here. He knew what you would face, praise God, in these evil times. He knew what you would have to endure in these evil times. He said, in these evil times, there will be scoffers, there will be murders, there will be wars, and there will be rumors of wars, and there will be children turning against their parents. God said there will be all these things going on, and I didn't name them all, but there can be so much going on. And he said, woe unto you with child. Those that are pregnant, that's running. And I saw that on the news today. I said, oh, God, you just showing yourself mighty. And oh, he said, there's going to be a time people going to be running, trying to find a place to hide. Those that have not accepted Jesus, but all us that have accepted Jesus, we're going to take a stand against the wiles of the devil, because we're going to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in it. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise God. You're going to be able to stand. You ain't going to tremble. You won't give up. You won't let these things make your knees buckle. You know what I saw in Ukraine? The president said and some of his men said they ain't going to let Putin run them. Said they're going to stay there and stand if they have to die. And you know, we sang that song, I'm going to fight if I have to die. Well, then that's what we're going to do, fight in the spirit. We ain't giving up, y'all. We're not going to give up on one another. I'm not going to give up on you. We heard some prayer requests. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to keep the faith what God says for you. He's for whatever he says for you is for you, and you shall have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we have these resources, our armor, as we may say, or we should have, we can resist in the powers of darkness. We will not give the enemy ground, not even an inch, because we are walking by faith. We are walking by faith. Every making of the cross, the object of our faith. We don't hear the cross preached too much, but the cross is Jesus. If he hadn't died on the cross for us, where would we be today? Which is the only faith is in God. Praise God. We'll recognize, and the only faith, Satan, that will drive, Satan will recognize, and it'll drive him out. because Satan cannot stand Jesus. He can't. Oh, no, he won't be able to stand before Jesus. Jesus is too powerful. Satan recognizes Jesus. Hallelujah. These fiery darts represent the temptation with which Satan assails the saints. So what I mean by that, yes, when you use these words and when you put on that whole armor, Satan got to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. He cannot stay. He cannot stay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's too, Jesus is too powerful for him. Jesus is all powerful. Oh, my God. There's no power greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no one greater. I heard somebody quote my scripture a little while ago in Mark chapter 5. There was a woman who had an issue of blood, praise God, for 12 years. I think her name was Veronica. And I don't think nobody on here tonight is named Veronica. But you wouldn't have this issue, I don't think. But Veronica. The Bible and God and say was, they believe her name was Veronica. She had been to many doctors. She spent all that she had. She said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. I'm telling you about her level of faith. That's where I'm going with her. Her level of faith. See, God is so magnificent. Why do you think God give us just a grain of faith like a mustard seed so that you can have more faith, so that your faith can grow? This woman's faith has grown. She didn't let the issue that she was going through stop her, but no, she progressed even further to just go touch the hem. She said, if I can just only touch. And she pressed her way through the crowd. And the Bible says, Jesus turned and asked, who touched me? See, God wants you to touch him. That's the purpose of putting on the whole armor. That's the purpose of praying. That's the purpose of having faith in God. Said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith, I'm talking to you tonight. If you have the faith and let your faith grow before the turmoil comes, before the enemy press in on you, before the enemy try to take you out, praise God. When he comes, you got the power. You have accumulated something, praise God, as I gave you earlier the articles, praise God. You are fully armored against the wiles of the devil. Well, we know in Hebrews chapter 11, God proved to us how the men of old had faith. And that's a whole faith going down through there. He said, not by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you are praying, you're believing, you're hoping that God is going to do what you ask him to do. I got some things. I don't know about you. I have some things that I want God to still do. I have 3 children. They are on the altar before God every day. Praise God. I have sisters and brothers. Still want God to do more. I don't ever get enough of asking God and telling him. I've got to see people every day and talk to people every day, and I want God to do a mighty work in their lives.
sometimes it seems impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. We know that Abraham had faith and he believed God. We know that Noah built the ark because God told him to build it and it was going to rain. And Noah had faith in God. And he wasn't moved by fear. Hallelujah. He prepared and did what God told him to do. We know that Enoch was translated. Praise God. That he should see, not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. Are we going to please God? Are we going to please God? Are we going to please God? When Abraham was called, go out into a place which he should, after receive an inheritance, he obeyed. Are we going to obey God? Are we going to obey God? Keep the faith, man. I say it may look kind of dim, but keep the faith. There were so many. When when Barak had to go fight, and there's some wars going on here, but when Barak had to go, he called that woman. He said, I'm not going without you. And Miriam got all the ladies with their tamarind. I'm telling you, better praise God. Have faith. Hallelujah. She gathered her women, and she went, and they won that war. Some women were beating them tamarinds like crazy. Ha! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the son of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his head. I don't care how old you get, what I'm saying. That's what I want to bring out there. I don't care how old you are. Have faith that God can do anything. We sing the song that God can do anything. Yes, anything. My God can do. Well, just don't sing it. Believe it. And trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. By faith, Moses, when he had come to years, Moses was well in years. But God, praise him. He called him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Moses went as far as God wanted him to. He didn't give up. Old in age. What are we going to do with God? Are we going to have faith? Faith defined. Faith defined. To the T. Praise God. God said, I will not leave you. So why do we not believe God? Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad again for all of you all that's on, that it ends that message on faith that I had. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed it. Praise God. And be back here. Please, oh, Sunday is our Sunday of prayer. Sunday at 10 a.m. in the morning, we going to pray. You know, I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer, y'all. Come on, somebody. Prayer is so essential. 10 o'clock. Saturday morning, we will be in prayer for 1 hour. If you like to pray with us, you want to pray, come on, let's pray for our nation. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift countenance towards you and give you peace. I got faith to believe God for you. And if you want to listen to Minister Janice on Friday night at 7 p.m. on the same number, or Sister Alfred on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Please tune in to the other program and be blessed. All right. Love y'all. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless you. Love you. Good night. Love you, dear.
Love you. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.